answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Okay, 10-4. And wanted for the hit and run, this guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where that offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound 37th Place from Kedzie. It was a male Hispanic younger wearing all black clothing.
Yeah, send the cars in that direction. Have them stay put 2 or 3 blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
So the unit's responding to 39th and Place in Kedzie. If you guys can start heading there as quick as you can, and then just hold tight for instructions with 999.
Put the chief of patrol clear, everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio tick. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
That is direct from Chicago Police Dispatch, talking to units in the area of the ICE facility. When you heard the initial report that ICE agent vehicle ran off the road or forced off the road, and they're trying to gather up more illegals. And, of course, the protesters, anti-ICE, come from everywhere. And they need help. This is a standard call for help. You don't want the National Guard troops in? We'll deal with that subject as well. But this is a call by federal troops, ICE agents, saying, we need assistance here to get control of this. And the Chicago Police Department says, no. Well, first of all, he says, everybody get in the area, but hold tight. Don't do anything until I get more instructions. Who's giving him the instructions? The mayor, the governor? But in the end, they tell the agents, their police officers, I say, back off, stay away, we're not getting involved. Stand down. What would it take for Chicago police to actually act on such an incident? Now, I am sure most Chicago police officers are extremely distressed over this, because this is basically a fellow officer calling for help, and you're told, stand down. If that doesn't upset you, and I'm not talking about using federal troops, I'm talking about using the Chicago police, then what kind of respect and honor do you have for our country or for our members of law enforcement? Ah, there you go. Many of those out in the streets have no respect for law and order. They want to run the country the way they see it. All right, welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, October 6, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go right now to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. I'll be right there, right in your face, and you'll enjoy the program. We make it engaging for you, even if you're watching. Watching radio, what does that say? Well, actually, it can be very engaging, believe me. But, if you can't, well, then just stay with listening. And reminding you, if you miss any part of this program or the video, you do want to go back and see it. It's always posted later as a podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And again, reminding you, you got your cell phone. You got your cell phone. I know you do. Download our app, News Talk STL, News Talk STL. Very simple and free. And then you push a couple buttons and you're listening live from anywhere. Folks in Chicago listening right now. They cannot receive our station signal because by the FCC, we're limited to how far those signals can go. But they can use that app and listen right now in Chicago. And those of you in Chicago, please spread the word to others so they can be involved in this program as well. Federal immigration agents in Chicago are under attack, and the Chicago police are told, don't do anything to help them. With Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. When we finish this hour, you will have more knowledge and information than you do right now. I promise you. I promise you that on each and every hour we provide you. In our next hour, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I've got an author of a book with a title which is startling. Cancer Set Me Free. You will want to hear that story later in our second hour. Later in this hour, a Social Security whistleblower talking about the long-range plan of the leftists is get all the illegals inside our borders, give them everything that Americans have worked for at the, of course, the cost of working Americans, and set the illegals up for life. How would you like that for you? Oh, yeah. Well, you work to get set up for life. They just crossed the border illegally, or claiming Joe Biden gave them a pass, which is still illegal the way it was done. I want you to listen to Illinois Senator Duckworth. Now, I have a lot of respect for this woman for what she did in military service. She was one of the first Army women flying combat missions in Iraq. Her helicopter shot down in 2004. She lost both legs. She got the Purple Heart, obviously, for that. And then did represent Illinois' 8th Congressional District for 4 years and then joined the Senate. But Tammy Duckworth, I'm sorry. Your military service, I think, is being diminished by your attitude toward ICE and using National Guard troops to bring order, certainly if the police won't be involved. Senator Duckworth.
Well, they lie, right? The Trump administration lies. We have a president who's a known liar, and they have been... They've been lying about the situation all along. And in fact, they even shot tear gas grenades, I think, at a reporter who was simply driving by with her window open. Mm-hmm. And so we're urging our protesters, remain calm, peaceful protest, exercise your First Amendment rights, but videotape everything. Everybody has a phone. Tape everything so we actually have real evidence of what is happening. Yeah. We know the Trump administration lies consistently. And what I am hearing is that for the large part, people are being very quiet, are being very respectful. But ICE is being very aggressive. Remember that they are zip tying children. They are raiding apartment blocks in the middle of the night, separating children from their families, pulling people out onto the streets naked. They are using Gestapo tactics in Chicago. And this is what Trump wants to do, right? He wants to intimidate the people of Chicago. That's not going to happen. And we're going to document everything and make sure, just as the judge in Portland said, that these requirements, these orders from the Trump administration are not actually tied to reality.
Well, Senator Duckworth, where's reality in everything you said? You said, I've heard, and you told your folks, get documentation, get on video. Don't you think there would be a lot of video surfacing from Antifa showing ICE agents doing exactly what she described? There is a lot of video from news sources showing Antifa agents surrounding ICE vehicles, blocking them in where they cannot get out of their vehicle, much less move. Senator Duckworth, you're being played, and you're helping spread a lie while you're talking about Trump being a liar. A question to a border chief.
So the governor saying that you guys aren't doing anything to make the community safer, what would you say in response to him?
You know, I don't think the governor has ever stepped foot near a Train Day Aragua member or MS-13 member or any other bad person or bad thing. So he probably wouldn't understand exactly what we're talking about. It might be way over his head.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Governor Prixter, we've got it covered from here. And this is just the beginning. Tonight's just the beginning. And we're going to roll on and on. We are going to turn and burn, Governor. We're going from this one to the next, to the next, to the next, until they quit or are all deported and go home.
Yeah.
And as far as him, he can either get on board or watch from the sidelines.
And that's what he's doing, watching from the sidelines. He does not want to get involved. He doesn't want to activate the National Guard on his own, which he could. He's telling Trump, you can't not activate the National Guard. Well, Texas Governor Abbott confirming that 400 Texas National Guard soldiers are being deployed to Illinois and other sanctuary states under federal direction from President Trump. Now, immediately, you know there's a big legal battle over that. But if city cops are told to stand down and not help them, what would you have be done? What would you want done? Oh, just go away and let them live their lives? All the illegals taking your jobs, bringing in drugs, killing? Here's a report that came out of Chicago.
So we just watched a raid at Walmart, here in Walmart, the Chicagoland area. Amazing. Secretary Noem was here. They rolled up a couple of guys, and it's rowdy. I mean, there were a lot. There's a lot of people around. Everyone's filming. The Secretary of Homeland Security is right now doing raids at Walmart in Chicago. Again, they must have gotten a couple of guys at least. There are a few arrests for people trying to impede the enforcement operations, and wild scenes here.
Yeah, wild scenes. There would be more like that. Workplace establishments especially, where you're going to find more than a few they did pick up. Now, how's this playing with the public? Harry Enten from CNN took a look at surveys. You're not going to like the way he says this.
It's a political loser. Donald Trump may think it's a political winner, but it's a political loser. Opposed Trump deploying in a U.S. city, active duty U.S. military, 61%. The National Guard in particular, 58%. When you get 3 in 5 Americans agreeing on anything, you know if that is on the opposition side, it's a political loser. And among independents, who are, of course, that key block in the middle of the United States political electorate, we're talking about 2/3 of independents there and about who oppose the deployment of either active duty U.S. military or National Guard into U.S. cities.
What are the questions that people are asking, or what are the issues they see with these deployments?
Okay, look, I think it's that they don't buy Donald Trump's case for why these troops must go into the U.S. cities. So the New York Times essentially gave you a two-pronged little answer here, right? Trump may use the National Guard to intimidate rivals, or big city crime will spiral out of control if the troops don't go into cities. What you see here is the majority that takes the case is that Trump may use the National Guard to intimidate political rivals at 51%. Just 42% of Americans agree with the Donald Trump stance that, in fact, big city crime will spiral out of control if the National Guard doesn't go into U.S. cities. So essentially what we're seeing here is Donald Trump's making a case, the Democratic opposition's making another case, and the Democratic opposition's case is winning here, and that is a big reason why what you see is you get about 3 in 5 Americans saying they don't want troops going into U.S. cities.
All right, so they don't want federal troops, actual active military. They don't want National Guard troops sent in. Do they want police to assist the ICE agents and help with law enforcement? No, again, many of them don't. But I will bet out of those who are against you, if that was an accurate survey, those that were against using active duty or National Guard would agree we've got to help protect our ICE agents. They are federal agents. Then again, I don't know the demographics of who they interviewed or questioned, but they might be so anti-Trump they don't care. Do I want troops on our streets? I really don't. But if that's what we have to have, to have peace and order, yes. And I'm not talking about just somebody yelling in the street, exercising freedom of speech. I'm talking about taking actions against ICE agents. You know, Friday, Trump set what was supposed to be a deadline for Hamas to release all hostages, 6 p.m. Eastern time. It did not happen yesterday. Fox News has an update on more negotiations.
President Trump really is keeping the pressure on all sides of the negotiators, telling them he expects the hostages to be released in a matter of days and that speed is of the essence.
The countries of the world, a lot of the countries surrounding Israel, frankly, Muslim, Arab, and many others, have had great meetings with Hamas, and it looks like it's working. So we'll wait for a little while, see how it all turns out.
Will the administration begin firing?
It'll work very, very quickly. I think it's going to go very quickly. The meetings seem to be very good. We'll find out. We'll let you know soon.
Now, one potential problem in the Trump plan could come in phase two. If Hamas refuses to disarm, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that if Hamas refuses to disarm, the real problems could come, the real challenges could happen even after those hostages are released.
The second part of this, and it's going to be a much tougher part of it, is what happens after that? Who's going to run Gaza moving forward? It can't be Hamas. It can't be a terrorist organization. And the demobilization of terrorism in Gaza is the end goal here in terms of ensuring that this never happens again. That whole place has to be rebuilt. That's not going to happen in 72 hours or 6 weeks. I mean, that's going to take some time. But this is the closest we have been. This is the most progress we have seen.
And you want to know something else that's going on right now? The candidate for New York City Mayor Mamdani, the second anniversary of that attack is tomorrow. He's now met with Palestinians to mark the genocide in Gaza. The genocide in Gaza. Well, the Schumer shutdown continues. Any end in sight? Probably. But former Speaker Kevin McCarthy has a view.
She loves this because she has Schumer so scared he shuts down. Then she makes him look inept that he's not at the office. She's not running for Schumer's seat. She's running to be president. She won't win it, but she could become very strong in the Democratic Party. Maybe if they've ever won, she could be in the cabinet. But she is literally running because she will embrace all those Bernie Sanders leaders, voters, and then try to get new ones.
Talking about AOC. And Schumer is quaking in his boots that she's going to come after his head because he's not far enough left. But, as McCarthy said, she really doesn't want to take his position. She wants to be president. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Coming up, the Goldwater Institute, focusing on dismantling DEI. How long will it take? How effective will they be? My guest will explain. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. The assassination of Charlie Kirk was one way to shut down, quote, free speech if people didn't like it on a college campus, but it's not going to really be effective. But yet, the DEI programs, are they actually going out or not, or just being reshaped? In fact, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are still on college campuses. They probably just relabeled it as Trojan Horse. It's not DEI, it's a Trojan horse. So you had to start your battle all over again. Well, the Goldwater Institute, which is all about fighting for liberty and freedom from coast to coast, individual, keeping the government small, currently has a new 6-episode podcast, Dismantling DEI, and one of those involved is Tim Minella. Tim, welcome aboard.
Hi, Larry. It's great to be here.
So when I talk about that DEI is basically not retreating from the college campuses, and in fact, they continue to reshape the college campuses in addition to reshaping and renaming themselves. What do you know about what can we do to put an end to it?
Well, that's exactly right, that we're seeing that it's not a retreat at all. In fact, it's just an attempt to hide a little bit better what they've been doing, which is discrimination based on race and indoctrination into this poisonous ideology that divides people into the oppressors and the oppressed, and says to the so-called oppressed that you have no shot in this society because the oppressors are keeping you down at every turn. And what we at Goldwater want to emphasize is, although there have been some laudable actions taken at both the federal and state levels to restrict DEI programs, discriminatory DEI programs, we need to keep our eye on the ball here, and we need to pass strong policies to address DEI at the state level particularly.
I was going to say it had to be at the state level. Yep. You would agree with that. You're not looking for a federal, yes. You want state level.
That's correct, because what, Larry, this is very important, that the Trump administration executive orders on DEI, for example, although they've taken very positive steps, they have rightly said that, for instance, the curriculum of public universities is a matter for the states.
Right.
The federal government is not going to oversee the content of the curriculum. However, that is the responsibility of the state governments. And so what we at Goldwater are advocating for is common sense policy called the Freedom from Indoctrination Act, which we've developed, that says that you shouldn't require DEI courses as a condition of graduation. And furthermore, you should provide courses to students in your general education program to provide them with basic education on our civic institutions and ideals. Right, to us is one important step forward. Yep.
All right. We don't really want the government involved in our schools at state level. But they are already, through Title IX and so forth, enforcing civil rights violations and that kind of thing. But where do you reach the point where you say, look, this we don't want the government getting involved in setting curriculum and everything, But we allow Title IX and others, and we encourage that by the federal government.
Well, yeah, I think you're absolutely right that there are a number of federal laws and regulations that public universities and universities in general, if they take Title IV funding, are obligated to fulfill. And these are things like basic elements of non-discrimination. But I think at the state level, when you're talking about public universities, these are institutions that are chartered and created by state governments. And they are obligated to abide by all of the provisions of state constitution and the federal constitution to ensure freedom of speech. And that's one of the things that is talked about in our podcast series, that, for example, Nico Perino from FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, talks about how DEI is infringing in the quest for so-called social justice. DEI infringes on freedom of speech on public university campuses. And that's what we think is a legitimate subject for the state governments to oversee, that although you're right that we don't want to infringe on academic freedom, we don't want to dictate every last bit of what's taught in college, the states do have a role, we believe, in overseeing and making sure there's a legitimate, useful curriculum for students on public university campuses.
But
that
is an
important element.
And yep. I agree with you. And freedom of speech is obviously you want to protect. But if they're not adhering to what I consider would be true full free speech, they're isolating and banning certain people from coming on and pushing an agenda all the time that's a leftist agenda, at what point do you say that state we just can't deal with? Hopefully the other states we will, but some states just are not going to walk the line.
Well, that's right. And I think that, again, no matter what state the public university in question is in, there are certain things that every university that takes federal funding, which is almost all of them,
right?
They have certain obligations to ensure non-discrimination of students and faculty and staff, to ensure basic elements of freedom of speech, to ensure a measure of due process for students that are accused of wrongdoing. All of these things are obligations that they have that they cannot skirt, whether they're in California, Illinois, or Missouri. That is something they're obligated to fulfill.
You're listening to Tim Minella with the Goldwater Institute. So is the Goldwater Institute in favor of those schools and states that are denying that, going after, saying, well, we'll just make sure the federal dollars are held back? Are you stepping over the line?
Well, again, one of the things that we want to emphasize is that when it comes to the curriculum, when it comes to what is being taught in college classes, for instance, that to us is a very clear dividing line, that the federal government doesn't get to dictate curriculum. And that is the case at the K-12 level and in higher education, that the federal government has no role in saying that you shall teach this and you shall not teach this.
And I agree with that.
When it comes to this,
but if they're teaching, you know, third graders sexual positions and so forth,
right?
What have we done? It's the Pandora's box of free speech. There's so many good things in there, but also so many nasty things that can be created.
Well, yeah, it's a really good point to raise, Larry. And what I would say is there are elements of freedom of speech here that have to do with academic freedom, but especially when we're talking about the K-12 level, there is less of a concern about the states dictating what shall be taught in public schools.
Or what shall not.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes. That's correct, because, you know, just to elaborate a little bit, on a college campus, you can't prevent someone from coming on a public college campus and distributing literature on whatever subject that person wants to distribute literature on. You can, for instance, say, we as a state believe that these important elements should be taught to every student that matriculates through the university. For instance, every student should take a course that provides them with basic instruction in American civics, in American ideals and institutions, that talks about the importance of the Constitution and the history of that document, and has them read and go through the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers. That to us is important civic education for every student that comes through our doors. And furthermore, we don't think that the following things, DEI, for example, are legitimate elements for required courses, that no one should be forced to take a DEI course as a condition of graduating from our institution.
Or what about that being hired? What about being hired teaching?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. And we don't want in the hiring process for faculty, they shouldn't have to provide a DEI statement that right. compels them to adopt a political agenda. That is a violation of freedom of speech. I would agree.
Tim, before we go,
when it comes to what shall be taught,
I want to give you a chance to promote the dismantling DEI. Where can folks see this?
Oh, sure. So you can go to goldwaterinstitute.org and search for dismantling DEI also on anywhere you get your podcasts. And I would highly recommend it. There's a lot of really good interviews in this podcast series that examines DEI from multiple perspectives and shows how it falls short and goes against foundational American principles.
Well, great.
So I would really commend that to your audience's attention.
Well, thank you for your time for the interview. We'll have to do it again because there are so many issues buried inside of some of the points. Tim Minnelli of the Goldwater Institute, by the way, that is the Dismantling DEI, Apple's number one government podcast. Hey, thanks again,
right.
Tim. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet. Coming up, we have a breakdown of what a continuing resolution might actually have in it.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For 100 years, Tom Shaw Realtor is helping folks buy or sell, but also helping the community. He wanted this paid commercial to promote the Tom Shaw Walk for Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 12. More details at shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up, the offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. means you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We resisted so hard between 2017 and 2024. We impeached the guy. Like, we prosecuted him, convicted him of 34 felony counts. And guess what? He still got elected. So I don't know how much harder we can resist right now.
Are you admitting that, that the case against Trump in New York was part of the organized Democratic Party resistance?
It was a Democratic prosecutor. And at the time, I said I thought it was unwise. I went on Fox News and
There were Democrats who said this at the time.
There were a lot.
Just to be clear, everybody who now touts the 34 felonies, take it from Liz. This was not a real case. This was a plot to upend the presidential campaign, which
I just think it was a boneheaded move by Alvin Bragg.
A boneheaded move by Alvin Bragg? Has he ever done anything that's not a boneheaded move? That is Liz Smith. She is a Democrat consultant. And as you heard her say, look, I said it was a bonehead move. We shouldn't be doing it. And said, I even went on Fox News. This is, again, a Democrat consultant. Said, I went on Fox News, said, you got to stop going after Trump with all these allegations and trying to create everything you can as a crime against him. You're not winning. It's not valid. You're creating it out of thin air, basically. The Democrat Party might have listened to her, but the leftists were not going to listen. And right now they are controlling and running the Democrat Party. Make no mistake about it. That is why we are in the Schumer shutdown right now. We discussed this a little bit earlier in the show. Oh, you missed that? Well, I know you can't be with us all the time. That's why you want to pull up the podcast. In fact, you can subscribe either through News Talk or LarryConnorsUSA.com, and we will send each program to you. We do not share your information, but you'll get it immediately. And you could go back and hear that, as we were pointing out in the preceding beginning of this hour, all of this activity, Schumer's running around worried about being primaried by AOC, so they're letting the left loonies, as Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana would call them, run everything. I got an idea. Do you have a five-year-old in the house? Maybe a seven? Maybe an eight-year-old? Give them the keys to the car and let them go out, start it up if they can, and then drive wherever they want to. Larry, that's kind of a stupid idea. Exactly. Absolutely. You're not going to do that, but that's what the Democrats have ended up doing. Here, child, take my keys. Go anywhere you want. Until you run into something. And keep in mind, this continuing resolution that is in front of the House and Senate, and they got 55 votes in the Senate. They needed 60. And that includes three Democrats who crossed over. Other Democrats are beginning to think we should cross over as well. Some Republicans hold the line. You're getting a little weak-kneed. You're worried about it's going to look like you guys are to blame. You're not to blame, and you keep saying that over and over again. Schumer's doing it, and he's doing it out of fear that if he doesn't stand strong enough against Trump, he will be primaried, and he will lose his Senate seat after 45 years in Congress. He's running scared. But breaking down this continuing resolution, there was a woman by the name of Miranda who just simply broke it down on for her YouTube audience. I think she did a very effective job. Listen to this.
So I read the continuing resolution proposal that the Democrats sent out so that you didn't have to, and I'm going to tell you what's inside of it. This is a continuing resolution bill. This is to keep the government open for another six more weeks. First, nearly $500 million, like $490 million, goes straight to PBS. How is that prioritizing the American people? Secondly, they want $157 million set aside for Congress itself. They want additional security for members of Congress, residential security systems, and $10 million for upgrades in security to the state office. I'm sorry, but average Americans are living in cities that are ridden with crime.
Yes.
Oh, but that's not even the best part.
Yeah, we're not to the best part yet. But she's absolutely right. Especially if you live in a blue sanctuary city or state. You know what's going on. And the people that are in the streets fighting the ICE agents, they'll come for you eventually. They will. And if, as we began this hour, Chicago police were told to stand down. Do not go help ICE agents if they're in trouble and being attacked. At what point do you decide we can't do this? We've got to go help our fellow law officers. She continues.
They are asking for $174,000 each in death gratuities to three dead members of Congress. It's tragic, and I'm sorry for the loss of those members of Congress. But ordinary Americans don't get six-figure payouts from Congress when one of our family members dies. So why are we paying for them? And then finally, one of the biggest things on this bill, y'all aren't even going to believe this, $437 million for the European Bank of Reconstruction and Development. Yeah, that's American taxpayer money being sent to boost Europe's economy. Not to fix our border, not to lower inflation, but actually to spend more of our money to buy 40,000 shares in a country we don't live.
It's pretty simple when you break it down like that. As I said, she did a very good job, and she didn't even get to some of the material I would have touched on. It totals another $1 trillion put back under our budget. And there's one little clause buried deep inside the copy. Of course, thank goodness, GOP members and their staff closely realized what was in there, basically saying, with the passage of this bill, all the preceding things will be white. In other words, they were opening a door to do exactly what they want to spend the money on. Increased protection for members of Congress. I have no issue with that within some limits. But they didn't mention protection of U.S. Supreme Court justices, and Justice Kavanaugh was being targeted for death. They didn't mention governors who might be of the other political party. And they didn't mention you, did they? And in fact, they want to pull police funding from you. My God, it cannot get any worse. Oh, beg to pardon. Yes, it can. Since she was talking about Europe, let's jump right to it. France. Hours after unveiling his new government last night, the newly installed French Prime Minister, Le Cornu, handed in his resignation to President Macron. So at 27 days, he became the shortest-lived leader in modern French politics. He's a longtime ally of Macron. He got installed last month in the wake of censure of the government because they were looking at things that were upside down. So now it was basically going to be another Macron government. It's collapsed again. The guy's not even in office 28 days, and he's obviously out because he realizes no one's going to work with him. They say that he came to his office last month with the promise of reform and getting the government finances under control, but he had no support of the left or the right and was struggling to keep his own allies in check. Now, there's a messed up government. It could be duplicated here if we let AOC and the like get hold of the federal reins. What happened in France could well happen in New York City with Mondami elected. There's a Social Security whistleblower that points out the leftist plan basically is to take everything from you, from working Americans, and give it to the illegals for life. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
They wanted us to try to identify them in such a way that they would qualify for long-term Social Security disability. And long-term Social Security disability is for life. So if they get identified and qualify for long-term Social Security disability, they are as good as set up for life for medical treatment. And so they instructed us to try to identify, to try to get the client, because once they arrive here, they're now called clients, because clients pay. They told us that we needed to talk to the client and ask them if they had any headaches, recurring headaches, or any lower back problems, anything that would qualify them for Social Security long-term disability. We were instructed in the meeting that one of the first things we were supposed to do was sign them up for Social Security. And then after we processed them for a Social Security card, then we were to process them for a U.S. passport. So that's about the time I kind of decided, okay, I was done. I've heard everything I want to know. I was so angry about this, that they would receive a U.S. passport. It just, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that we were giving these people Social Security cards and U.S. passports and free medical, free housing, free food, free everything.
And what did they do to earn any of that? They came across the border illegally. Would you like that for you, your family, your kids? Free everything? It sounds great, but somebody's got to pay for it. You know that. Free is that word that just grabs people by the nose and pulls them down into deep holes. And they never smell the stuff they're going into because they think it's all going to be free. Well, you better hope you get a free body wash when you're done with it. There's a report in The Hill I want to share with you. They're talking about Gen X. Gen X is that group born approximately between the mid-60s and the early 80s, sometimes considered the latchkey generation, always characterized as independent, resourceful, came of age with personal computers, and supposedly known for valuing work and life balance. Well, with that in mind, according to The Hill and an opinion piece, Gen X might be the first to need a universal basic income after late career job loss. Well, everybody liked to have a universal base income, right? That's kind of what your Social Security amounts to, but it might not be everything you need. There's a recent book, American Idol, Late Career Job Losses in a Neoliberal Era, talking about 1960, or rather 62 baby boomers, not 19, but more than 60 baby boomers who lost their white-collar jobs during another employment crisis, that 2008 Great Recession. Many of you remember it. Many of you are still trying to pay and get out of it. Stats show that workers over age 50 experience the highest rates of long-term joblessness. Again, this is all from The Hill. The layoffs coincided with a precarious stage of the life course, as The Hill writes it, the opinion writer. Too young to retire, too old to start over. That's a quandary for Gen Xers. I can't retire now. First of all, I can't live on what I got if I'm going to retire, and yet I'm too old to kind of start everything over again. If I get laid off because of AI or whatever happens, what am I going to do? They've been looking at soft landings for some of them, as in providing some base income, but they're talking about now that you might need to look at a longer-term base income. It's not what you contribute while you're earning, but you're going to get even more, or you're going to need more. That generation also carries the highest rates of debt, so the ability to retire comfortably is already jeopardized. Lower rates of home ownership than boomers of the same age, many Gen Xers will miss out on the long-term gains derived from owning property. It's back to that, I can't afford to buy a house. But the money you put into rent or leasing somewhere, at some point you realize, I get nothing back in return. I get a key. That's it. And if I don't make the payment, the key won't work. This is a legitimate concern. Not mocking it in any way, but the point is, a lot of folks just aren't thinking that far down the road. If you took all the money you're giving to illegals, I think that might help. Would you at least consider it? Coming up, Breast Cancer Month underway, and an author that you want to hear from. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call to John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.